Welcome to the Partnership Podcast. For more than three decades, SAFE and Golden Charter have had an intertwined history. And in that time, SAFE has grown and expanded what it does. Recently, SAFE became the largest association of funeral directors in terms of the number of individual businesses signed up as members. Today, I'll be talking to Terry Tennants, who for many years has been CEO of SAFE. We'll discuss the current position of the funeral procession, the association's purpose in a regulated world, and how he sees the future. So good afternoon, Terry. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's good to see you, Malcolm. I'm doing well. I'm cold.
Yeah. Yes, I believe the snow has arrived in the southeast now.
It has. Thank you for sharing it.
That's quite all right. I'm glad you're nice and warm. Anyway, well done. Well, look, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it. I'm sure this will be a very good listen for all our members. So, look, Terry, firstly, could you give us a brief idea of your own background and your relationship with SAFE, where the association was when you first got involved, and the point it's at now after some significant years of evolution?
Great. Well, my background is, if you're being nice to me, I'm a professional hybrid. And if you're being unfair to me, I'm a mongrel. I have a background in ministry, the law and human rights, and then in executive management, including SAFE. So that's my background. In terms of, I've been with SAFE. Actually, they call me Boomerang because I was chief executive of SAFE in the late 90s and early noughties and left and worked in international human rights and then came back to SAFE 7 years ago.
Goodness me. Well, you're looking well on it, Terry.
Thank you.
And so if that was when, so you got involved twice, essentially. And so from your perspective then, has that gone quickly, just in terms of the second stint you've had at SAFE?
Oh, absolutely. I think we really began to see the tidal wave of regulation emerge across the sector. We've had the Scottish Government's Burial and Cremation Act of 2016. We then had, you know, the FCA, the Financial Conduct Authority, mooting about regulation. Yeah. Well, you know, well, that's happened. Yeah. We've had the market investigation of the Competition and Markets Authority. So, and it continues. And we may talk about that a bit later.
Yeah, we absolutely will. And yeah, I mean, certainly from our podcasts that we've done, I think, nearly 50 now, regulation has been probably the number one topic and the one that's been listened to most, not surprisingly. And I know your engagement with government has grown over the recent years, particularly during the pandemic. So could you outline sort of what SAFE has been doing, and you particularly with the CMA, certainly, firstly, and then FCA, and why it's important to keep building on the relationships with these people?
Yeah, absolutely. So SAFE has created two task groups. We have a CMA task group that is made up of myself and various executive members of SAFE, and we've been meeting with them. We sat before the panel of the CMA, which was not the easiest experience, I have to say. Okay. We have argued the case. We deployed one of the top competition law firms to push back on full statutory regulation in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And particularly my concern would be for England. There are about 4,000 funeral directors, and the CMA were talking about a care quality commission, sort of statutory body, that will cost thousands of pounds per member to affiliate to that. And we said that would prejudice the independent sector. It would, you know, fall in line with the corporates. And the Ministry of Justice, who has the final decision, supported our view. And they moved to what's called co-regulation. So they're working with SAFE and the NAFD in seeking to regulate the sector. And I think that's a really good thing, personally. So the CMA we're working with, we continue to work with. So we met with them last week. And I mean, to our members, I would say You need to pay attention to the CMA because in 2023, they are going to begin to enforce, which is a good thing. They've put these legal orders. They need to start actually fulfilling them in the sense of some of our members have worked really hard in complying, and they're very frustrated that some others, and including the corporates, have not necessarily fulfilled the order. So they're going to be issuing private letters again. And then if there's non-compliance, they will be issuing public letters, naming and shaming. And if there's still non-compliance, they'll be going to the High Court to bring an action that could lead, in the worst case scenario, 6 months in prison. So next year, they are getting into gear.
It is, isn't it? Goodness me. And on FCA regulation, have you had a similar sort of relationship?
We have, and it's been a very, I think it's been a positive relationship. We've had a similar task group that's met with the FCA. We met with the Treasury. You know, there was a tall order the Treasury gave the FCA in 18 months to bring regulation, and Golden Charter have, you know, and other plan providers that are associate members of SAFE have really supported our members in getting in gear and ready in a very short space of time. We continue to talk to the FCA. We're very concerned about companies like Safe Hands, that the government needed to step in to protect the consumers. And there are other plan companies that have fallen by the way, and it's the consumers that's hit. And we said they should have stepped in probably 18 months before regulation to stop them selling.
Indeed. All right. Thank you, Terry. Okay. Now, look, more broadly, there's an idea that regulation maybe changes the role of funeral associations. Now, I know SAFE's keen to continue growing. Can you give us your view on how SAFE remains a relevant and valuable part of members' work going forward?
Great question. Why are we here? Why are we needed? Why belong to SAFE? Great questions. I think on a very base level, belonging to an association, to an alliance, particularly in SAFE's case of independence, we are focused solely on private family independent businesses. And that's a good thing. We're a voice for you. And the base level is you couldn't get professional indemnity insurance for the same price as your subscription to SAFE.
Indeed.
And that professional indemnity protects your business if any of your staff make an error. So that's a free benefit within SAFE. I think in terms of the trade associations, I think we have a real role to play in terms of the funeral profession is a very niche, very bespoke, and a very special profession. And I don't think those outside it understand it well. We're working very closely with the Scottish Government as they seek to bring regulation. And they have a very good partnership approach working with the Ministry of Justice. I think, you know, education has a significant place in the future. So I'm hopeful. And I think what we're seeing is that a lot of independent firms are coming under the umbrella of SAFE for protection, guidance, support during these regulatory wins.
Yeah. Okay. And that all makes sense. Thank you, Terry. Now, related to the idea of growing and remaining relevant, we should home in on SAFE's promotion of digital working. This is an area where Golden Charter's had some experience with you as we've been involved in your SAFE digital project. So can you talk about how that's going and the thinking behind bringing digital issues to the front of members' minds?
Really good question. SAFE Digital has been a real success for us. It's, again, a free benefit. We're really pleased with the partnership with Golden Charter. Declan Maguire for SAFE leads this. Our members get a free audit of their website presence and their search engine optimization. And do you know, there are simple things that can help reach consumers and rise the rankings against your competitors. And so that's one of the things. The audit's going very well. Good. I think we're through about a third of the membership. Our members can go to safedigital.co.uk and register to have a free audit. We've got some assets as well to use on Facebook. A video, and then we're producing more assets about the value of attended funerals. And that partnership is working really well in SAFE Digital.
Excellent. Thank you, Terry. Now, of course, SAFE exists as one of two major UK associations, so it'd be good to close by taking a broad look at that. Do you see there being room for two distinct bodies over the coming decade, and what are the alternatives? And I guess licensing, as you already mentioned, and the future direction of regulation will define what happens to some extent, but both associations will no doubt want to have their say too going forward.
Yes, they will. And in fact, in my first iteration as CEO of SAFE some 20 years ago, there were three associations. There was the Funeral Services Council, which the corporates belonged to, Cooperative and Dignity as we know it now, and then the NFD and SAFE. I have a very good working relationship with the NFD. I think one of the good outcomes, silver linings of the pandemic, is we created the Deceased Management Advisory Group, which has seven associations, including SAFE and the NFD, and we have a very strong working relationship. I do see a role personally because we are completely dedicated for independence. There's no conflict of interest in that. I see a role too for the NFD going forward in a different model. And we're seeing the fruit of our sort of success with the growing membership and providing the support they need. So I think that if, for example, regulation came in and sort of really ended the relationship with the trade bodies, I think the government would really struggle because during the pandemic, we have been a conduit of information and support and guidance and advocacy. So
yes,
I do see a role going forward. It may be more about advocacy, more of a union type role if regulation becomes full-bodied.
Right. Yep. Fair enough. And who knows? I think that's all to sort of play for, isn't it, over the next 2-3 years? Look, finally, I'm going to slip one final question in. For your members that are listening to this podcast, what would be your one piece of advice to them from what you see and from what you've experienced over the last 12, 18 months? If you had one single message for your members as we enter 2023, what would it be?
Oh, well, can I say three things rather than one?
Of course you can.
I would say, firstly, you've got to learn to live with uncertainty in terms of the competitive environment with online competitors and disruptors. This is the way business is. And we've got to learn to be comfortable in that uncertain environment. And we need to focus on what we're doing, not what they're doing. If you take your eyes off the ball, you're going to miss it. I think, secondly, you need to see regulation as a stepping stone. We're seeing the kind of professionalization of the funeral profession and training, continual professional development are a good thing. It will make your firm even a better firm and your staff educated and trained. So see it as a stepping stone, not as an unnecessary burden. And then the third point would be, stretching keeps the body supple. And what do I mean by that? I mean by that we're going to see more cultural nuances and customs and bespoke funerals. It's going to increase and that's going to stretch us. And it's good to stretch because it keeps you supple and agile. And we need to be agile in this environment that we're in. So those are the three things I would say.
Excellent, wise words. Terry, thank you ever so much. Appreciate your time this afternoon, and I'm sure your members will enjoy listening to this when it gets released. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Malcolm. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Partnership Podcast. If you're looking for more information about SAFE, it's available at safe.org.uk. You'll find our previous episodes online too at goldencharter.buzzsprout.com, and you can find and subscribe to us on most podcast apps. As always, you can also contact me if you want to contribute or suggest anything for the podcast at malcolm.flanders@goldencharter.co.uk. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time on the Partnership Podcast.